Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name is Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
We're celebrating the completion of Barry Windsor Smith's Monsters this week by giving a little overview of the career of the man. And we could have taken us a million different directions, Jimmy. Could have spent a whole week on Conan. Could have did Machine Man. We did Weapon X. Let's take a look at a weird one. A collaboration where Barry Windsor Smith is doing the pencils, Bill Sienkiewicz doing the inks. But first, what do you have for us, Jimmy?
I have patreon.com/JimRugg, where you can find my out-of-print zines and mini-comics, download those. You can see lots of how I make comics and original art. Right now I'm doing comparisons between Street Angel's Dog and Street Angel Lost Dog. This is the same story, but I drew it twice, like three years apart, rewrote some parts of the story, and now I'm going through and kind of talking about that process. One of them is the first comic I did for Image when I started doing Street Angel there. One of them is my most recent Image comic. So you can kind of see this Alpha and Omega. And we love comparing these comics and different versions of the same script. We did one with Barry Windsor Smith in a Conan story that he drew and John Buscema drew. So it's kind of along those lines. But there's lots of comics content. Patreon.com/JimRugg. A couple hundred posts there now. So sign up, download some zines, and enjoy Street Angel.
Red Room issue 1 is going to start hitting the stands May 2021. The orders are in for this, and we were freaking blown away. It is a hit.
Jim. Good job, Cartoonist Kayfabe fans. Spreading the word.
Thank you very much, Jim, for your variant cover to help goose those numbers up. But listen, it's a monthly comic, so can we talk about the pre-orders for issue 2? If you haven't gotten the comic put on your pull list, go to the Fanta website, pre-order issue 2, go to your shop, get it put on your pull list. It's going to come out in June. And Murder on the Dark Web for Fun and Profit, this issue, standalone, by the way, so if you didn't have the $7 to scrape together, the standard cover price, $3, $4, whatever it is, man, you're going to get a complete story here, and this issue is the poker face issue that lets us know how Red Room murderers may or may not procure their victims for the slaughter. A family tale, Jim. Now, when we were putting together our list of Barry Windsor Smith stuff, it's very rare to have event comics like Monster, something that's 25, 30 years in the making. When something like this comes out, you gotta celebrate it a little bit more than the average work, right?
Totally agree.
So we had the list, man, of like, all right, man, here's my Barry Windsor Smith comics, here's your Barry Windsor Smith comics, what should we talk about? This intrigued me, you know? He's an amazing inkslinger in this thing. You see ridiculous penmanship in this comic. But let's see what he looks like when it's Bill Sienkiewicz doing the inks. I never saw this comic, and I wanted to take a look through it here today.
It's a really interesting pairing. As you say, Windsor Smith known for his beautiful pen and ink work. So interesting whenever he pairs up with another artist who's very idiosyncratic and known for his own illustration chops. Very unusual marriage between styles.
Pretty cool, because you could see both of them in here, right here on the splash, man. Like, you see the weird proportions that Barry Windsor Smith is known for with his faces. But you clearly see the kind of angularity, the kineticism of the Barry Windsor, of the Bill Sienkiewicz ink strokes.
I enjoy Sienkiewicz inking over people.
Yeah.
Not uncommon to see him being an inker, credited as an inker in different books. So it's kind of cool to see it. And usually it's Sienkiewicz that comes through. You're right. Throughout this book, you'll see examples that feel very Barry Windsor Smith with some Sienkiewicz flair on top. And they kind of go back and forth, almost a tug of war as to who's more dominant in each panel. I have heard that Barry Windsor Smith was not happy with this. Which doesn't surprise me. It's a very different interpretation of his artwork.
And he's an artist. Like, he's an illustrator. Like, he inks himself. So why would you think anybody could ink you better? Like, this is clearly a page. This is a job.
Yeah, that's fair. This comes out, I think, in 1990, around the time of Weapon X. I'd have no idea in terms of when it was produced and how that all works out. If he was done with Weapon X and this shot across his desk or something. If it was even thought of as maybe promotional for, you know, Weapon X, Barry Windsor Smith off the scene for a couple of years.
How cool is this, man? Playing with some color holds and stuff.
Yeah, and look at, like, these faces. That doesn't look like Sienkiewicz or Barry Windsor Smith to me.
You know who that looks like? That looks like Barry Smith, the guy who drew X-Men number 53 on the park bench.
Right.
Trying to be Kirby.
Also interesting with looking at a book like this is Winsor Smith has that history with X-Men. You know, we've seen him work on some of these characters. We've seen him work with Chris Claremont. We've seen him work in this, you know, monthly issue, standard comic book issue format. So kind of neat to, again, have reference points of how to, you know, things you can compare this to and look at. You know, you see these kind of background details feel very Bill Sienkiewicz.
Total Sienkiewicz stuff right there for sure. And what is it? That's like soundproofing, soundproof walls. What a weird comic.
It really is. The fact that it's Excalibur, not X-Men 2, so it's even like the characters are a little bit strange whenever you're looking through this.
Chris Claremont made Marvel so much money, man, that they let him do a book where he could express his Angloness. There it is, dude. Now we could talk about this for about a half hour right here, man. Total good piece of propaganda work on me.
That's hilarious.
Got the TurboGrafx that Christmas.
They'd always get like the centerfold too for those kind of really deluxe ads.
And now we're getting into that space where you don't see anybody shine really. It just looks like by the numbers kind of gig, man. Let's get our paychecks.
I wonder.
But then you see this. That's pretty dope. That's a good composition, man.
Yeah, I wonder if Barry Windsor Smith knew Bill Sienkiewicz was going to be the inker on this, if that affects how an artist approaches, you know, what they're doing.
Right, right. Everybody I know who's ever worked with an inker, the common rule is like, pencil tight as a mother effer, man. Look at this, Nom the movie. Oh, yeah, because it's like, who's the Nth Man, by the way? Is this the Nth Man?
Oh, yeah, I forgot the Nth Man is in this. What a time period.
See, now this is like classic New Mutants era Sienkiewicz pen and ink drawing.
Check this out. Whenever I saw this, I was like, oh, that lettering, that feels very Sienkiewicz, mm-hmm. right? Look at the lettering on Storyteller cover that's all Barry Windsor Smith. So both of these guys play around with all these graphic elements.
Yeah.
And who knows? It's possible that's the letterer putting that in.
That's so interesting, man, because I think like there's stuff like this, and that feels Sienkiewicz to me.
It does. There are these moments of like two master artists and how are they working together. It's fun to see like the domestic scene. We looked at Monsters and we see Barry Windsor Smith as an ace at kind of building these settings. You know, so you really are getting bits of both of them to create something else. Here's something I noticed. Like, we recently both inked some Rob Liefeld pages.
Yes.
And I felt like afterwards,
oh, right.
I could use a few more pages. You know, like I could get into the groove, but doing it right away is hard. And I've heard other inkers say that. You know, whenever we looked at Gary Martin's How to Ink book, inkers expressed that they need a couple pages to get into it. And it makes me wonder, like, if these two had worked together over, you know, a few issues or a storyline where they could really kind of get to know one another's styles
right.
and play to each other's strengths.
I think, you know, Barry Smith comes earlier. He's a generation removed, basically, even though he was working through the 90s mm-hmm. and working till today. I wonder if that affects Sienkiewicz's approach a little bit, because when we did the Rob Liefeld stuff, I had a little bit of chilling effect inside myself where I didn't want to get too right. crazy and just have it turned out, like, basically waste my time of, like, getting rejected or something because he didn't like this or that. So I was definitely more reserved, and I think that's where your page count together, you could arrive at a balance.
So I love this hand. Barry Windsor Smith's hands, his figures, you pointed out on page one, he's great at figures. He's great at hand yeah. construction. So that's kind of neat to see a slightly different take on his hands, but you see all the form is there and
totally.
Clearly defined.
Yeah, yeah. Very Gil Kane feeling, actually.
Yeah, I always think of Gil Kane as being really good hands. Comics within a comic. There's your Nth Man plug.
And we're getting down to the wire, man, so you're not going to see very many backgrounds in this shit. Pay me some money. I got to draw Weapon X, man. I'm only going to be getting 8 pages a month on that shit.
It's a really cool final panel. It shows off a lot of stuff there.
Excalibur would do this kind of stuff, man. Like Chris Claremont playing around with fourth wall things and trying to have a little bit of whimsy.
So I was thinking about what I had heard, that Barry Windsor Smith was not happy with this.
Yeah.
And I thought I would bring a Machine Man 2020 issue. This is the 90s version of it. There's some other issues. And the reason I pulled this out is because he's doing finishes over Herb Trimpe.
Right.
So it's a chance to, like, how the table turns and see, you know, how does it look whenever he goes over a veteran penciler. And, you know, you'll see a lot of Barry Windsor Smith on these pages. So
yeah, for sure.
I think if you're a strong stylist, it's inevitable that that's going to come through.
Totally.
And, you know, whether you're the inker or the penciler, this is what happens whenever you get somebody else doing that finishing.
We'll probably have to, like, do this comic at a certain point. What is it? Is it first two issues of the miniseries?
That's what this is. So, like, yeah. I said, this is a 90s version. It was a four-issue miniseries, and then they reissued it in the 90s as two big oversized issues like this.
That's cool.
But, you know, decent reproduction, a little better paper on this reissue.
It's so cool, man.
It's Windsor Smith.
Yeah.
You know, and he's doing coloring, too, so it really feels like him, even though it's Herb Trimpe doing layouts. He does the first three issues, and then Windsor Smith does it, like, all of issue four. But kind of cool. You know, you definitely see panels that aren't quite Barry Windsor Smith, even though the finish and definitely the color looks like him. You know, whenever you see a face, maybe you can see some of him coming through strongly. But some of these panel compositions, I don't know that you would see those in a Barry Windsor Smith comic otherwise.
I have the original miniseries, man, and you got to bring this around whenever we do it, because the color seps, like, we'll see a lot of stuff. This is like the real shitty dots far apart.
Yeah, there's a color few years where they were really that was very pronounced.
Yeah,
something with the printing and in the plates.
Yeah, this is cool, man.
You know, like, that's such a Trimpe figure to me.
All the storytelling is all Trimpe. You know, abiding by the grid structure, staying within the lines.
So it would have been a few years earlier than the Excalibur piece, but it's still that chance to see, like, these are, you know, assembly line comics. Even if you have auteurs in different positions, they're still sort of, you know, it's a process.
Right. Look at this D'Artagnan, Clark Gable. Look at Tony Stark, man.
You know, something like this kind of panel, it feels so far removed from a Barry Windsor Smith composition, but pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually like this collaboration a lot.
Yeah, me too, man. But that's why we got to give it a further glance. But there it is, man. A little bit of a collaboration between Barry Windsor Smith and some other cartoonists that we dig.
Yeah, definitely an oddball piece. Would have liked to have seen more. I like what I see there.
Kayfabers, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when new vids are available. Jimmy, what's out there?
Join me on patreon.com/JimRug, where you can download my hard-to-find out-of-print zines and mini-comics. You can see how I make comics with my Street Angel comparisons, lots of original arts, Q&As, all the stuff you love on Cartoonist Kayfabe, patreon.com/JimRug.
Red Room Issue 1, going to be on the stands May 2021. Thank you guys so much for putting in your initial orders. Thanks to the stores out there who ordered so heavy. But don't sleep, man, because every issue is self-contained, man. So the second issue is going to come out in June, completely its own story. And get it put on your pull list. If you want to order ahead of time, go to Fantagraphics' website. You can get there through my link tree in the description below this video.
You can subscribe to Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the links below this video to keep up with everything we have going on. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts and merchandise at the links below this video.
Jimmy, give him one last set of margin orders, man. We're going to be on our way.
Read more Barry Windsor Smith comics.